Greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on the transmitting Jewel South, WWRB 3.185. Glad to have you in here with us. We got a brand new series for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And the title of our message tonight is America BC. Pre-recorded in history, the strange saga is now being revived here in America by people that are searching for the original roots of the original ancestors that came into America before the Common Era or before Christ BC. So just sit back, call a friend and tell them that your shepherd's calling with Pastor Buddy tonight is on the air. We're going to do a three-part series, Yahweh willing, on this subject tonight, America BC, around the world for the simulcasting live stream tonight over the internet. We're also being recorded on the micro broadcasting downloads around the nation. Several microwave transmitters are now transmitting the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy, and we're grateful for those dedicated brothers and sisters that want to get the truth of the message of the heritage of Jacob Israel, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, there's a code scripture here that we're going to give you, and it's in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. I will remove Israel, and they will never come back from their origination place. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when Israel left in 721 B.C., 1,000 years later, we know that there was a people that they were feared warriors, and they plundered the coast of Europe and the British Isles, especially between 750, that would have been 1,000 years, ladies and gentlemen, after the departure. Now, this is 750 A.D. to 1050. So, 1,000 years later, there is a furious, feared warriors, and the history is striking. And these feared warriors were known as the mighty Vikings. Now, who were the Vikings? Well, tonight we're going to tell you who exactly the Vikings were. Remember, they settled north. They went as far as they could in the north. And ladies and gentlemen, I have, for some strange reason, I have had an experience to go to the top of the earth at the North Pole, at the top of the earth, where these furious warriors, they ruled even the Arctic and the seas and the sea lanes plumb down, and they came plumb into, believe this or not now, they were successful shipbuilders. They engaged in widening trade east to Russia, south to Rome, and even into Baghdad. They came from the north country of Iceland. Their colony At the end of the 10th century, these people created the first democratic parliament, the Parliament of Denmark. Now, why would they call it Denmark? Well, because there was an ancient prophecy by their father. Now, this father, whose name was Jacob, gave a striking prophetic prophecy about a great tribe. And they were seafarers. Even at this time, the Bible said the house of Dan. Now, these were fierce warriors. And they were adventurers. They were explorers. And they became known as the mighty Norse, or Vikings, of the North Country. And they were feared and revered, even in the places where that you wouldn't think that they came back to. They were not only in the areas of Rome and the areas of Baghdad and Russia and France and Great Britain and in Ireland and Scotland and Germany. These furious warriors, wherever they came back and invaded these lands, they were so successful. And the Bible says that Dan will be the serpent by the way. Now, what did he mean by that? Everybody thinks that that's the tribe of Dan was somehow, since this serpent was added to the prophecy of the house of Dan, that they would be an evil tribe. No. The striking at the heel of the enemy, the Bible said. These fierce warriors were like the rattlesnakes of mankind. They were fierce. They feared nobody. And when they invaded, they took over. They defeated there's never in history a time when these terrible, fearful Vikings, Norsemen, if you will, were ever defeated. And when they stormed the beaches in England and France and Scotland and Ireland, when they stormed and drove out the hordes of the heathen, they drove them out. And they established what is known as democratic parliaments, just like they did in their country of Norway and Denmark. Now, they were noted as the serpents that would leave a sign. In other words, if you were on a desert and you were looking for evidence of a snake, you could see his crawling or his sign that he would leave in the sand of time. And that's exactly why Dan was called Dan would mark. Dan would mark his trail as explorers and adventurers because Yahweh's wisdom knew that there had to be one tribe out of the house of Israel that would be the seafaring warriors, that they would go explore, and of course in their adventures back and forth from the new countries to the old country. And the best thing that I get out of this, when we get into part 2 and 3, I'm really going to tell you of the conquest of a place that you're going to be surprised that these Viking warriors came into, particularly America. That's why we call it America B.C. There is evidence. There are settlements. And this is the hidden history. You see, there is a people that don't want you to know this heritage in history. Simply because they have much to fear from an awakened Israel. And so these people that have come in posing as God's chosen people have literally put people to sleep, mainly the house of Israel. They've charmed, as snakes that they are, they've charmed Israel like a bird, a paralyzed bird. We can't do nothing. And we won't until we receive our sight to take back what is rightfully and lawfully ours that they have come and plundered and stole. And ladies and gentlemen, there's no more evidence of that true today than the day that we live in America. They are piecemealing. There is a communist, Edomite, Jewish conspiracy to tear down our nation as a free, democratic, capital enterprise system that was installed thousands of years ago by these fearful warriors who knew the principles of values. We're going to prove to you that even the stones that they wrote on left the trail for Dan and Dan's people who were here as explorers, for those who would come in after them. Now, we've been told by history, who discovered America? Well, in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. You've heard that. This is something that has been told to you to cover up the fact that 500 to maybe 800 years prior to that, that there were a furious people who dared to sail the seven seas and come in here long before Columbus, long before the official history. Now, this is the official line of your government. Your history books are written and to tell your children that Columbus discovered it. But if you want the real history, you've got to go deep and dig, just like the truth. If you want the truth, you cannot go to the central located denominational bell box system that has been established by and actually sanctioned by the 501(c) government agenda to dumb down our people. In Pravda today, just today, Pravda, this former newspaper that was under communist control 50 to 60 to maybe 100 years ago, when Lenin in 1919, when they stormed and drove out and killed and murdered literally 90 million of the white Aryan Russians in Russia. Now, who did this? This was the people who came as God's chosen people. These were Jews. Professed Jews, not the real ones, but the ones who said they were. Lenin was a Jew, Trotsky was a Jew, and all of those who surrounded to make up the Soviet Russia Revolution were Jewish inspired, sponsored by the big money of Wall Street. Lenin got his money off of Wall Street. Well, Wall Street has now been the central figure, if you will, to finance a socialist communist takeover of America. And it's right under your nose. And you see, now what they did to Russia, they're going to now do. This is the final death knell. This is their final attempt to kill and to maim and to destroy and to blind, as they did Samson as he ground the mill at the favor of the Philistines. We have been conquered and shackled, and we're blinding and we can't see, and we're foolishly following the path of the wolves, or those who are blind spiritually, which are those people that call themselves God's chosen people. And we've let them come in here, ladies and gentlemen, and they've been sanctioned by these false prophets around America, and they tell you that these are God's chosen people, that we ought to support these people. Ladies and gentlemen, Wall Street is dominated by Jews. Washington, D.C., the federal government, is dominated by Jews. Matter of fact, the main controller of Obama, who is nothing but a Falasha Jew, born and raised for this purpose. They knew what they were doing. These people are smart, ladies and gentlemen. They are 10 steps ahead of blind Israel, who is blindly lagging and following the path to destruction. Now, let me remind you of a prophetic scripture. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. For they were marrying and given in marriage. Now what does that mean, Pastor Buddy? Because there's nothing wrong with marrying and procreating. Yeah, but see, what's wrong with that marrying and giving in marriage? They were engaged in a liberal communist agenda. They have filled this country with smut and pornography to encourage the mixing of the races. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the greatest sin that's ever come upon America. And now they have, as Pravda said today, once they get their hands around the treasury of a country, they got it around the treasury of Russia, and they choked out the czars, these white, beautiful Aryan people that ran, and it was one of the most prosperous countries on earth at that time, 1919. And ladies and gentlemen, they turned it into a nightmare by 1984, when the communist wall fell, when Mr. Reagan told Gorbachev to tear down the wall, when Germany was divided by a wall to keep in the people of Eastern Europe separated from Western Europe. This is all a divine plan by the evil one, the Antichrist, who now have come and posed as the agents of Christ. These are God's chosen people. We can't do nothing against them. We can't say nothing against them. If you do, you won't prosper. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Which Jerusalem? Where is the new Jerusalem, Angel? I'm not interested in that place that they call Sodom. America is beginning to be a hotbed of Sodom liberal communist agenda, just like it was in that place that they call the holy city, Jerusalem, where your Messiah, who spoke against this in 844, he said, your father is the devil, and the works of your father you will do. He was a liar. What is the greatest sin of those who rule over you is to cause you to believe a lie and to believe a lie and be damned. That's the agenda. What is Satan's purpose? His people, his offspring. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we're not being told the whole truth. That Satan literally has children here. He started out with a son, and his son's name was Cain. Cain was of the wicked one. 1 John chapter 3, verse 12. Cain was a wicked offspring of the Luciferian blood of Satan. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, I just believe it was a spiritual thing. Glory to God. God loves everybody. Shundai. Oh, you false, rattling, demonic, Holy Ghost claiming, never have had the Holy Ghost and never will. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, the Bible said. Which one? There's an old Jerusalem wherein the 11th chapter of the book of Revelation says it's the city of Sodom where your Messiah was crucified. Who crucified him? Your father's the devil, and the works of your father you do. He's a murderer. Well, who murdered him? Well, that's God's chosen people. But don't say anything against God's chosen people. See, the churches are blind. Let me throw this scripture at you again. In the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 5 and 6, the Messiah, the one that called those lying scumbags, these murderers, the children of Cain, John 8, 37 through 44. Did he know what he was talking about? You say you want to follow Jesus? Well, why don't you believe what he said? You got any problems with what he said? Ladies and gentlemen, do you want to love everybody when Yahweh came and got his people and told them to separate and keep themselves unspotted and pure, and the devil come along to sow the tares? That's race mixing, ladies and gentlemen. Satan's blood was infused in Genesis chapter 3, and verses 14 and 15 will specifically and truthfully tell you that Satan's seed was sown into the woman, and that she would have a seed, and the father of that seed would be Satan. I will put enmity between the woman's seed and the Satan's seed. That's what Yahweh said there. 14 and 15. Read it for yourself.
Oh, but there's somebody that was spiritual. Glory to God. Cain just had a little bad day, and he just slew his brother, but he could be saved now. God can save anybody if they'll just call upon him. Ladies and gentlemen, Cain could not have got saved if he would have called on him from the first time that he went into Yahweh's presence and was rejected and refused. There is no salvation for Cain. There is no salvation for Cain's children, and they're alive and well on the earth today, and they pose as God's chosen people, and the Bible says in Revelations 2 and 9 and 3 and 9, they're liars and the father of it, and anybody deceived by it is not wise. And herein lies the cover-up of America, B.C. The real message was not Columbus. Did you know he had a Jewish mother? Well, is that why that maybe they favored him and to give him the distinctive honor? Well, I'll tell you where the word America came from. It's not a Spanish word. It didn't come from Spain. It didn't come from Portugal. It didn't come from nowhere in Europe. You know where it came from? It came from these Viking warriors. And we're going to give you the word as we go into the three-part series here of explaining to you about America. And the word is Scandinavian. Icelandic. Did you know that I had the privilege, as I said, and I have often wondered, I've really wondered at the time when I turned down a tour to go to Germany and be with the beautiful Fräuleins, the blonde-haired. I'd heard so much about them. I had buddies that had gone on before me, and they would write me letters, "Oh, you need to come to Germany. It's a great tour. The people are wonderful. They're friendly. These blonde-haired, blue-eyed damsels over here, the Fräuleins, they call them, they're beautiful." Well, I turned that down to go to a barren rock, Greenland, where I didn't see but one woman in the tour that I saw, only one woman, and that was an Eskimo. I saw one little Eskimo girl in the Sonderstrom, Greenland, in 1957. That's when I met one. And all the time I was up there, and I turned down a tour to Germany to get this tour. I don't know what was wrong with me. And yet I look at it now, since I've got into the ministry, that Yahweh wanted me there on top of the earth in the island that is owned exclusively by the tribe of Dan. I didn't know it then. I knew something was in my heart. I knew I carried my Bible next to my heart. And I know that coming back, I stopped at the place where I'm going to explain to you in part two something about this beautiful land of Newfoundland. It's a wonderful place, ladies and gentlemen. It's a place where the drifts of the snow pile high against the walls of the homes up there. Now listen to this. 500 years before the advent of Columbus and the northern tip of Newfoundland, I got to stop in Newfoundland. And the reason I got to stop there, we had a major storm out on the North Atlantic coming back from Greenland. We were to come into and to Newport News and dock. But in the North Atlantic, we ran into a major storm. The ship was taking terrible rolls, and we had to put into Newfoundland and stay there for 3 days. I got to tour the island, and I got to look at this beautiful place. I didn't know at the time
that it is a place of the settlement of the first and only authentic site of Viking settlement in North America, 500 years before Columbus was supposedly found America. The ruins of 8 houses and workshops, some with their thick walls and pitched roofs meticulously restored, will be a focus of this year's millennial commemoration of all things Viking. Going on right now, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't it strange that I'm preaching on this message and I had this experience in 1957 to be in Greenland and to be in Newfoundland the same year? And this is where in the north end of Newfoundland. They have just discovered, and they know it's an authentic Viking settlement. The artifacts. This settlement has led us to Vinland. Now, you keep this in mind. Vinland is not Newfoundland. When they talk about Vinland, they're talking about America. They're talking about the great outpost that is in Massachusetts, up in Maine, up in the northeastern area of the coastline of America, where the Vikings came in 500 years before, and possibly 8, and perhaps 1,000, that they were on their trade routes. Now, we're going to go into America BC tonight, and Wednesday night, and Friday night, with a 3-point series, and I'm going to explain to you some of the artifacts, some of the excavations, some of the real history, not what you get out of a textbook that Columbus was the first one to find it in 1492. Then we had the Spanish explorers like De Soto and all those other famous mariners that came sailing out of Spain. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the excavations now have proven to us that Vinland at last, said Dr. Ledorth Wallace, an archaeologist with Parks Canada, who has studied the site for years. These are the workshops and houses of the Vikings, Leif Erikson, if you've ever known about his history. When he came down here, he was the one, they know he was there. And this was 500 years before Columbus ever thought about coming to America. What is it, ladies and gentlemen? Why ain't we being told the truth? Have you ever read that in your textbook? Or do your children know about this? Could they follow me tonight in restoring the authentic history of America B.C.? Or do they have to go to the textbook to say it was Columbus who discovered America, and the only thing he found over here was a bunch of wild Indians? Well, we're going to get into that part too. And we're going to give you some of the names of these Indians, who are nothing more but remnants of the 12 tribes that were here that James prophesied in James 1:1 to the 12 tribes scattered abroad. And they were brought here courtesy of that great seafaring people that abode in ships, the house of Dan. It's the only one out of the 12 tribes. And notice this, all the knowledge of Yahweh. If you go and look at the positioning, and I mentioned this once before, but I want to bring this back to your memory. When you get into the sacred circle and design the altar like Yahweh had purposed for the house of Israel in Numbers chapter 2, you'll find that Dan is in the north. Now, why did he put him in the south? I mean, you would think that Mariner would sail in warmer climates. Wouldn't that be ideal to go down to the Bahamas? Well, these Vikings were not a bunch of softies, as was Columbus. These Vikings were fierce warriors, and they were travelers and adventurers, and everywhere they went, including in Europe, into Russia. I mean, they conquered France. When they went into England, and the people ran out to meet these fierce Viking warriors, And they said, "Who's your king?" And they laughed, a big, hearty, damn laugh, and said, "We're all kings." Oh my. Ladies and gentlemen, look at the heritage and the history that's behind this message tonight about a powerful, wonderful people that is supposed to rule this earth, and Satan's job is to kill, steal, and destroy them. And who do you believe is winning the battle today? We've got a bunch of perverted, blind sheep that have been taken and made victims, as Satan has desired to silk the house of Israel like wheat. And he's got us like blind Samson, our eyes put out for the love of the woman, pornography, and the things that these evil people do. They turned Hollywood into a scumbag of idol worshippers. And America is more in tune every night on the television. They've got to see these shows that show you Hollywood and what the latest star is doing. And 90% of our Israelite women and most of the men that's home are hooked on soap operas. They can't wait for the next episode as the world turns. Or the guiding light. Listen to that now. Ladies and gentlemen, and here are these shows such as Desperate Housewives, nothing but a bunch of whorish women stripping off naked and attracting the carnal side of the house of Israel. And oh my people, they that lead you cause you to err. Turn from these things. The house of Dan. What a man. Miss Linda, I hope you're listening. And Brother Odell, I hope you're listening tonight. You children of Dan. I hope you take this message, because I am going to heap some praise upon you and your ancestors tonight that you've never heard of. The house of Dan, the royal kings that sailed the seven seas to open up a path to the 12 tribes of the house of Israel, and America, B.C., is rich in archaeology, history. It never made it to your textbook for a reason. They don't want you to know who you are. They want you to think that you're no better or no worse than your neighbor or the stranger across the street. They don't want you to know that you're a special people. They don't want you to know that you're the apple of Yahweh's eye. They don't want you to know all these beautiful things that Yahweh promised to His people. They want you to conform to the ways of the world. And the Bible says, whosoever loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Ladies and gentlemen, where are we at? These new interpretations of the Vikings and the Norse descendants are illustrated in an exhibition, The Vikings, the North Atlantic Saga. Oh my, I was right in the North Atlantic, I couldn't wait to get back to Virginia, where we left out. I couldn't wait to get back there and to see those beautiful American girls that I missed in all the time that I was gone. I couldn't wait to get my feet back on solid ground and get back into what I call civilization, and being in the barren north. These are the Vikings. I didn't know. If I'd have known then, I would have paused. I would have fell on my knees in the snowbanks of northern Greenland. I would have went right to the North Pole, and I would have buried my face in the ice, those beautiful glaciers, and I would have remembered a furious people who settled this land, this barren. Only the house of Dan could do this. They turned Iceland into a paradise, and the devil's come around and broke it. They turned Denmark, Copenhagen, Denmark. Oh my. The serpent that left his trail, Dan, as he wiggled his way, sailed the seas as a ship
on the seven seas as he wandered in his travels and his adventures, and he brought the armies of the royal house of Dan, and they conquered these countries. They conquered England. They conquered Ireland. They conquered Scotland. They conquered Germany. They conquered all of Rome. They conquered Russia. And here, in these countries that I just mentioned, are the countries that hold, at that time, 90% of the Aryan, white, Caucasian Israelites who had crossed the Caucasus and had wandered into the heathen nations and got lost. Well, Dan didn't get lost. He knew where he was going. He had a vision. He was an explorer. He was an adventurer. And he opened up the way, even here in America. I can't wait to get in part three, where I'll show you some of the archaeology displays. And here now, ladies and gentlemen, of all times, the saga of the North Atlantic saga of the Vikings, which opened at the National Museum of Natural History in Washington, and we'll run through August the 13th, and then we'll move to the American Museum of Natural History in Manhattan, New York. It's going on right now. But they won't tell you some of the things that Pastor Buddy will tell you tonight and Wednesday night and Friday night on part 1, 2, and 3 of America BC. The wonderful, wonderful news of who brought this country to what it is today. And now, ladies and gentlemen, America's short history, just like Rome. Rome didn't survive. It went 400 years before it crumbled. America's not going to make it 400 years. We're going to have to succumb to the strangers who have come into our land like grasshoppers. And they have filled our land and took our benefits from a capitalistic, enterprising, adventurous people like Dan and turned us into a bunch of couch potatoes to watch the NFL and all the super studs run up and down these courts and throw basketballs and idolize the Hollywood starlets and to watch the pornographic filth that has filled our country and the world for that matter by those people who claim to be God's chosen people. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been had by the sly, cunning craftiness of Satan and his warriors. We're in a fight. We're losing. It's almost the ninth round. We're down for the count. And they got us by the jugular vein. America is struggling to survive as a nation. Your enemy don't want it to survive. They want it to go socialist, communist, just like Russia. It's headed that way. They have torn down piecemeal the infrastructure. The American workers who built this country, their ancestors, and the people going back even to America BC that founded this great country, were now being pushed to the side in favor of the minorities. It's almost a shame to honor ourselves or to lift up our cause. And yet it's sociably acceptable to promote all this liberalism of socialist programs that the devil has cunningly and very craftily slipped in and trying to feed us that we're going to have to do that. It ruined Russia. It ruined Europe. Go to East Germany on the eastern side and see what communism did to those poor folks. They haven't recovered yet. Go to the southern slopes of Russia where the House of Dan went in and conquered and set up the white Aryan czars who were murdered, unmercifully murdered by those people who claim to be God's chosen people. They're nothing but murderers, ladies and gentlemen. They're posing. Now listen, they're not God's chosen people. They say they are, but they're not. They're liars. And they've sold America. and the churches, who have come nothing but lapdogs for the evil ones, these high-flying evangelists, these pastors of these 30,000-member churches. They're mega churches. They're putting a little church out. The old-fashioned Holy Ghost, righteous people who built this country, who got out and made a living out of its dirt and built its giant cities, is now being overrun by the strangers who had nothing to do with it, but can now cross the border. I'll give you an example. A Mexican grandmother that's never had her foot in America, if some of her people, let's say her son, comes to America and gets a green card and goes to work, he can summons her and bring her into America legally, and she can get more benefits than a poor white American woman or a black woman that's been here as long as they have. They've been here a while. They've earned what they've got. They did help us fight in the wars. But these other strangers that have come in, ladies and gentlemen, they can get more benefits than you can. This Mexican grandmother can come into America with no benefits applied to her, no Social Security, but she can apply, and the socialist system will favor her over a woman that's been here and worked in the system for 40 years. It's an evident fact if a drug lord chooses to cross the border with drugs, and the border guards who are sworn to uphold and defend our border, if they happen to get in a gunfight with him and shoot him, then the border guards go to jail and the drug lord goes free. That's what they're sending. Don't you understand what happened here? They should have been decorated and made heroes. But you know, we haven't had any heroes since we come home from World War II, where we thought we won the war. And we went over there and killed our own brothers. And they made us think that we had a victory there. Now we're off over in Afghanistan killing the seed of Ishmael. Literally, these are half-brothers. You see, the serpent is so smart that he'll have you killing for him, thinking that you're doing Yahweh a service. That's how incredibly smart and intelligent this being is. And he has really changed our history. And those people who deserve no recognition are getting recognition, and the people that deserve it. Now, sometime at the end of the 10th century, halfway between today and the birth of the Messiah, and in Rome's heyday, Ericsson set out from the Greenland, where I was, colony, in a sturdy longboat. Now, can you think? And I've been up there in those beautiful, pristine Northern Atlantic waters. And my, I mean, you just have to have a sense of power and well-being to survive up there. But they flourished. And from this, the great Viking warriors came even into Europe and as far south as to Russia and conquered and ruled and set up governments that are still model governments for today. America's founded on that principle. But ladies and gentlemen, we've been had since World War I. Your leaders have told you, the organizers of our Constitution have told you and warned you what's going to happen. And if we let a certain people in there, which we have, they're now running the government. They're nothing but Marxist, socialist, communists, ladies and gentlemen. And it's evident that they're going to tear down the infrastructure of America and piecemeal it out of here and put you out of work and bring the strangers in as grasshoppers to devour the land. And that's what they're doing. Just for one purpose. To kill, to steal, and to destroy the house of Israel. And that's your enemies, ladies and gentlemen. I can't make it any plainer to you than I am tonight. Now, when he left the colony and their longboats with a soaring prow and a large square sail, another seafarer, drifting off course, had sighted land to the west And Erickson went to see this for himself, because this is what his fellow Danite told him. There's land. There's land to the west. Huh. And he had to see for himself. And according to the sagas, Erickson's party first headed northwest across the Baffin Bay and came up on a rocky coast they called Hula Land, present-day Baffin Island. Then they sailed south, hugging the shore, to the wooded place they called Markland. Oh, my. Probably it was in Labrador, Goose Bay, Labrador, Canada. Finally, and I stopped in Goose Bay, Labrador. And it's amazing that I've had the pleasure, I didn't know it at the time, I thought it was a torture, of going to Greenland from where he set sail and where they conquered and in Denmark and ruled, and in Sweden and Finland. All these nations were ruled by the Vikings and the great Viking warriors of the House of Dan. And if you look in the sacred circle, like I said, Dan is positioned in the north, right where he went. Ephraim is positioned in the west, right where he went. Judah is positioned in the east, where he stayed until he was forced to leave, and he had to join his brothers and come west, where the 12 tribes, all of the 12, not 9, not 8, not 7, not 6, not 4, not 3, 2, or 1, but all of the tribes, the 12 tribes were scattered abroad according to the great apostle James. Paul was sent to those. He said, go not to the Gentiles. The Messiah told the disciples, Peter, James, and John, they were in the 12. He said, go not to the Gentiles, but go to the 12 tribes, or the lost sheep of the house of Israel. James said they were scattered abroad. Ladies and gentlemen, you just don't know how far they came in such a short time. In 1,000 years, the house of Dan not only went to the top of the world in their ships, they came to America. Some, now listen to this now, according to Erickson's party, which first headed northwest, and they named that place Markland in Goose Bay, Labrador. Finally, they entered a shallow bay and waited for high tide to bring them ashore to a green meadow. Here at Laxon and Aux Meadows, they established a base camp and the beachhead in Vinland. Some people think this site is Vinland itself, said Mr. Ricks, acting supervisor of the National Historical Park. But it really was the gateway to Vinland, America. Over a period of about 10 years, we think that several Viking parties probably spent 3 to 5 years in total here, wintering here, hunting and fishing and repairing their boats, and eventually going to the Gulf of the St. Lawrence in Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, and finally through Newfoundland, and then into Nova Scotia, and then finally to the eastern shores of America, which would be Massachusetts, where we're going to pick up in part 2 with the great Stonehenge of America. These beautiful artifacts, and the stones are crying out for Pastor Buddy to tell you the story about America's Stonehenge, America BC. I'll tell you about that one next Wednesday night, this coming Wednesday night. And here we are. We're on June the 1st. This is Monday, June the 1st, in the year 209. Ladies and gentlemen, this message is predestined to come to you. My journeys to all of these places that I've mentioned tonight, I've been there. Just an old country Tennessee plowboy. Had no idea of why that Yahweh had took me to these beautiful countries. They were barren. They were remote. I was lonesome. I felt like I didn't have any friends. I thought the world had soured. I wanted civilization. I wanted to come back. I wanted the fall lines. I loved the 1950s and the Elvis and the whatever rock and roll it was. I was missing out on that.
ladies and gentlemen. Somewhere buried in my genetic past was a father that loved me good enough to give me an experience that I could preach this message here on June the 1st in the year 209. This is many years later, ladies and gentlemen. I'm still preaching the gospel. Now, next Wednesday night, we'll pick it up at America's Stonehenge, B.C., in the great state of Massachusetts, upon the coastline. We're going to pick it up there, and then we're going as far southwest as New Mexico. And I'll show you some artifacts over there, even the stones that the ship of Dan carried, some of the original stones that were carved with the name of Yahweh embedded three times in the Ten Commandments right here in America, B.C. And we know that they were at least 1,000 years before the Messiah. Oh my, how rich we are in heritage, and how people don't want you to know this. Well, you're listening to Pastor Buddy, and my sponsor tonight is Dr. Gary. 1-877-289-7439, a great scholar himself. And we ask you to support us. All of our offerings and tithes comes from people like you that support our program. And if you will call Dr. Gary and tell him Pastor Buddy sent you, every penny that he gets comes back to the radio show. And I really appreciate that. And he's been my main supporter, sponsor, for all these years. And now we've gained many others that tithe to Pastor Buddy to keep me preaching this gospel. 1-877-289-7439. Brother Paul for STEM Tech in Michigan, the great state of Michigan, which we're going to talk about that in part 3. In the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and I mentioned the St. Lawrence and the Great Lakes systems. This is a marvelous thing. There is evidence that the house of Dan sailed into these Great Lakes up there, and they mined, even in the time of Solomon, 1,000 years before the Messiah. So the house of Dan has been very active, ladies and gentlemen. Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748. Now that's Brother Paul, 1-800-253, and that is 2-7-4-8. I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that you're listening to the Shepherd's Call, Pastor Buddy. If you'd like to write me tonight for this series of America BC, and I just wish we could devote more quality time to this message. We have to hurry through the things that we have in the time allotted. We only have 3 hours, and this is probably a 20-hour message. I'm going to try to condense it and put it into 3 hours of hard-hitting impact in America, B.C. for you. If you'd like to have this entire series, you can write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284 in New Tazewell, Tennessee. If you'd like to call me, I'm live tonight around the world on the Transmitting Jewel of the South, WWRB 3.185, live streaming tonight on Internet. Call us and let us know how we're coming in your area, in your neck of the woods. We'd be glad to hear from you anywhere in the world. Just email Pastor Buddy at buddy1centurytale.net. Buddy1, the numeral 1, at centurytale.net. Now, if you like our website, you can get my email up there, also, and my telephone number, and my mailing address. You can just go to oneyahweh.com. Oneyahweh.com for Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I see that our time is slowly getting away from us. Now, let me prepare you for part 2. As I said, we're going to go to America, B.C., Stonehenge. America Stonehenge. If you didn't know you had one, well, we have got one. And we're going to tell you about some of the date setting and the calendar keeping House of Dan when they came in, the pioneers, and they brought with them the 12 tribes. I suggest that you read the Book of Mormon
and it will tell you about these ancient ancestors from the house of Israel. In here, predating the Indians. The Indians were just remnants of those who were left here. Now, we're going back at least maybe 3,000 years ago. Ladies and gentlemen, that would have been 1,000 B.C. before the Messiah, when Dan was bringing and taking and sailing the seven seas. So they've been in here a long time. And did you know that Yahweh's promise that He would fill the earth with the sons of Jacob, and that the devil would pursue them and hunt them down and sow tares? That's His job. Well, our job is, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. And we know, ladies and gentlemen, that their job is to kill us. Oh, man. Yahweh knows. And Yahweh cares for His children. You are the apple of His eye. As long as there's a sun and a moon, we're going to give you the reason why that they built this great observatory. And that's what Stonehenge was in England. And these are the same people that come in and built Stonehenge, that built a miniature Stonehenge in America for the purpose, express purpose, of setting dates and keeping a correct calendar. And they did it by the solar lunar. We're going to, after we get through this series, we're going to teach on the Sabbath. We're going to show you exactly why that Yahweh designed the creation calendar. And we're going to take on all comers. If you're a Saturday, Seventh-day worshiper, you need to hear Pastor Buddy teach on the lunar. If you're a Sunday worshiper, you better get out of that. That is the dogmatic denomination that have taught you error. Oh, my people, they that lead you have caused you to err. Come out of her, my people, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Yahweh knows His children. Yahweh knows His people. And Yahweh's getting us ready for a great day. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Linda's queued us up here and brought in our theme song tonight, I Love Yahweh. And I hope you love Him. And I hope you're interested in the history of your ancestors. I hope your genes are on fire and flaming and calling out from its deepest embedded member in your presence and in your body tonight to recall those former days before you were illuminated, how that Yahweh has brought your ancestors across the seven seas. And they've endured great hardships and pain and sorrow. Even your fathers and my fathers and mothers have sacrificed so much to get you into a better way of life that we have given away to the socialist communists who are taking over our country. I'm telling you, if you don't get on your knees and pray and fast, if you don't return to Yahweh, if you don't get baptized in His name, see, you've got to come back to covenant keeping. You can't just say, oh, I love God. There's many gods. Yahweh wants a people that's called by His name, that will humble down and pray and seek His face and turn from the wicked ways. And Yahweh said He would heal our land. We need a healing. It's going to have to be a spiritual healing first. And then it'll be a physical claiming or reclaiming of the land that our ancestors built and carved for us. We're going to take it back. Let me give you this last prophetic scripture. As long as there's a sun and a moon, there will be an Israel. As long as there is a people in the faith that is called by His name, Yahweh will reach out and Yahweh will take care of you and Yahweh will purposely love you and He will reveal Himself. And the genes of Dan, the adventures, are crying out in my body tonight and screaming for me to tell their story of their hardships and what that they found for you, the New Jerusalem, that we give away to the devil. Just like our ancestors in Russia, they gave away their valuable land to those who claimed that they were going to help them. And ladies and gentlemen, they did. They helped destroy 90 million of them. Yahweh bless you. I'll see you. Wednesday night, around the world on WWRB 3.185. Yahweh's blessings to you, ladies and gentlemen.